I wonder how much of the meetings is talking about the stuff at the meetings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know this stuff, man.
Welcome, sir.
Okay. Right.
So, what do you need to talk about?
Well, shall we just go around and everyone says what they've been doing?
Has anybody done anything?
None of that.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done something.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, oops, there we go.
This wasn't a good start.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a browser with, which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select a summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And I think the search works as well, so you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button, which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does the pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you, actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what he's saying.
The left click or the right click?
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So that you can. I don't know what happens when you double click actually, but that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else. Mm. I think so. Yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there. I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on the right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, that might be quite good. That's right.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization or pops in there.
What else could we have in the menu?
That's a good point.
I don't know. So otherwise, you just have a right click or do.
Yeah, but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would maybe be a bit weird to just start bringing that stuff, wouldn't it?
Yeah, to just have sort of the same sort of idiom throughout.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the button.
I guess the button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now? What happens then?
Like, well, no, you still have the menu.
Yeah.
The menu pop up there. Well, oh, yeah. It's more obvious, isn't it?
It's more idiot-proof, isn't it? It's got a button.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's more intuitive.
Well, then it's not as extensible. Well, like, if you want to add more things in the future, then we have new buttons. Yeah, I don't know, where's the menu?
Maybe.
I think it's more flexible that way.
I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button. Right. This one.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings or something?
Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings. Characterize a speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean,
no.
I guess so.
It's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization, as Steve mentioned.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how to involve the speaker characters.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be nice to have it interconnected.
Yeah, and maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization tied into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like, we have it, we're doing it, but what? How does it help the browsing? Or what can it give us?
What do you mean, the speaker characterization? Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get anything that's in that topic.
Yeah, I mean, that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet,
No.
Doesn't pop up the speaker characterization yet. You have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
We have to have the speaker characterization first before we cross any other
level. So should we try to do a right-click menu then?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
Is that just from the main?
Even if it's one.
Is that from any particular window? Like, if we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right click for these various things.
Yes. There's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so this dot is for
system throughout.
On the speaker.
So we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click, basically.
Right. Actually, another common thing, like if we have it so set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu. I mean, that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of a default view. So it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, and just thinking to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen. So the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able.
Might come to us. Start playing with it.
Yeah. What was that? I didn't quite understand. Do you mean
like we have the right click menu? The menu right clicking, but instead of like have a default double click, so it'll be a choice from the menu.
Because that's the most common.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Used to double click.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, show the speaker characterization.
But then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again. And they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen?
Sometimes you get right, I'll go away. Still coming up.
Hopefully they close it. It's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad. Well, I'll check what it does on the double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I think it might do something, but I really don't see anything obvious that I mean, if you can think of something. Another thing, single audio files, do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet, do we, David? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. Mm. The single channel files, do we want them? I mean,
probably not, but we might need them for disfluences. If we
I mean, we might use them
at the moment, but
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can...
We might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you, though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it properly or something, somebody's talking over somebody else or something. Well, we'll just say no for now and put it in later.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it will increase the amount of data we need by a lot, won't it?
Yeah.
The footprint will be bigger.
Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned? Do you think
we probably need that though, to have the full flexibility. We need to have that.
That's what I feel as well. I mean, yeah. I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Hmm. Well, the thing is typically though, is someone going to have five windows open at the same time? Probably not.
Probably just two or
three of whatever they're looking at, like Dialog X, whatever.
But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to have
it there.
I
think it's fine.
But yeah, well, couldn't we, I mean, you probably, I don't know if you want to have, like, the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just, like, choose the same window for transcription and summary.
It's like have a tab there for something.
I was just thinking of
tabs. Tabs are nice.
Yeah, tabs
like
are good. Mozilla style.
Sure. Yeah. That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Does anybody know how to do that? Can you do that in Java? I don't think Java knows how to do that, really. Maybe.
Yeah,
you probably can.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure you could do anything.
If you really knew what you're doing. But I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple, Java's windowing toolkit. Sometimes it's a bit of a cripple.
Mm. I can have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just, I don't know.
But that might be an
change
idea.
To contents of the same window. Like from transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just add buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window.
Hmm.
That's something.
Yeah.
Many different ways
like
we can do it. It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No, it could be transcription summary.
Yeah.
Press
or check marks, you can have two of
them. That'll reduce the number of windows you need, wouldn't it? Which is quite good. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always forever going, oh, get out of the way. There's always stuff in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use a Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open.
You do
manage them.
Yeah. Unless, I don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize them.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah. Of course you can, actually, yes.
Yeah, like, a lot of these can be. Like, once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the disfluency.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
All these,
they're,
yeah,
they're
have all these sort of using the same window. And so we
they're definitely
going to
be in the same window.
And probably
mutually
discount.
Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window? Mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I don't know. With transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like full meeting without disfluencies, and summaries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, sounds good.
And finally, the prototype you spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce?
At end of February?
Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, like, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. Not going to be a lot more work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Something just slightly more than just that on its own.
Yeah.
So you can plug it in.
Yeah.
Just so we see the integration works sort of between the different
True.
Definitely.
So I guess that's what.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just be.
Oh, right, okay.
And prototype of the GUI.
Yeah. Well, I guess, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So.
Yeah.
Actually, is the code accessible? Like the the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something.
Can we access other people's?
If you make it world readable, then anybody can.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we know the directory to get in. And
Yeah, sure.
It might be
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have it.
I think by default they are.
No, yeah. They're not world readable. They're, not, they're, default. They're only default. Then only you can read them.
Oh, right.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay. Yeah.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email. Okay, yeah.
Well, this is not difficult. Yeah,
right, okay. What's your number?
Okay.
It's in all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number?
No, 04.
Okay.
04-555-60.
Say that again.
04-555-60.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder NLSSD.
NLSSD.
And it's called the N browser.
The N browser.
For meetings.
Hope you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
Really? No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folders, everything. I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yep, so that's me then. Someone else want to talk about their stuff?
Final jump at once.
I can tell you what I've done in SPT. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use. Sort of.
What were you doing again?
searching for the next search query and all that.
Okay.
Found a tutorial, but inverted search indexing, but I haven't.
So you could probably just use that code. Like, that was behind the question she asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Reducing code and stuff, and just like.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And you found some code for it.
I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked at it, but I found some code for a tutorial about indexing.
Oh, right.
Cool. Yeah. So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery poke it around and make it work.
Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management.
The basics is there. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I mean, I was a bit worried about when you talked about this with the file, messing around with files. I mean, how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I'll have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java to play with it. But
I guess it's not very difficult. Are you writing
in Java? Yeah.
Java. Okay.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I will. I'm sure it's not very difficult. I'm sure I'm making a meme of it at the moment, actually.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point you had, that, like, collaborating with file things. I mean, if you already started on stuff,
absolutely,
guess
yeah.
We can.
Should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we could do? I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Next week, sometime.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're still.
No, actually, we haven't done anything this week because this week's been manic. But
yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week. The week as is, rather than the proper week, you know what I mean? It's been all a bit manic the last.
Well, you're an SPNLP and SP2, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we had to do an IRP whatever it was, advanced meetings, which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
That's completely
it was. It wasn't long, but it was. I had to sit there and think about it for a bit. Which is a bit irritating. Yeah, but SPNLP.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably.
Yeah,
I started tracking this seriously. I'm just, hopefully on something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
the browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand it.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for I think the IDs or something. Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I guess that's how it works. That is pretty bizarre.
So they don't, they don't say look in that folder, but
they
search everything.
That is pretty bizarre, right?
Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does load up quite quickly. Yeah. So, but,
but is it like a window where you have to write the search query, or is it just what's behind it? So, or
no, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript, just whatever, find everything that's got that, and then like.
So, I don't know if you looked at the search query language, but it's like a $a text, say.
Yeah, because that's the guy who declares a variable, doesn't he?
Every year, all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string. Is words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
Okay.
Right.
Is there a open thingy or what? What did you do to, how did you figure out that it uses NXT search?
It's in the code, that it, you define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, just search for a specific string.
Right.
So you could just, you could use that if you want to take the data out.
Fish the data out, just thinking that, yeah.
Yeah. If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email.
Mm.
I can explain it.
Mm. Have you annotated your code?
Oh yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared throw out all the functions I have. Yes. So they're all in there yet. Still. A lot of rubbish, but we'll be chucked out right at the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, running it.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Go to that next.
Yeah. Precisely.
Good So basically, we've got to go and do some work.
Interesting.
The weekend. The answer to that is a bit long and short.
The weekend's still 4 days off.
Yeah. Still at the bottom of the mountain. Yeah.
How many hours is this?
I don't actually have that much to do at the moment.
Well, should you plan want to explore any other?
Yeah.
How's your quantifier raising?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thingy-bob?
No.
Who wants to?
You do.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that then.
These can be changed.
Shall I do that then?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know.
If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. You have some time. Why not?
It shouldn't be too difficult.
So what courses should I have picked when you're not doing any work?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing communications, of which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. Hmm. That's in 2 weeks.
Was that informatics course?
Yeah, it's a...
Oh, like
nine,
digital...
Nine okay. courses, or okay. ten or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems.
Hmm.
Which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background meetings.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this course is over.
Yeah. Anyway, is that about it then?
No.
Anything else we need to discuss? Mm-hmm. Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know after DNLG or something, maybe just have a little quick little update and just...
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah,
we can always decide then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You're going to do the search. You're going to implement the search.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be, you know, still a limited version of, you know, the next query. Won't be the whole thing. But.
Yeah.
Like, we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Yeah. Well, actually, most are just down on that. So. Summary topics.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones because otherwise, you know.
Yeah, we'll get behind schedule. Yeah, pretty quick. Like you're saying. Yeah. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Well, you decide. I'm not very much for that person.
The progress report is June 23rd.
February. Of February.
So what's that, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean.
Ish, yeah.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
You know, then we've got something to show.
So
just looking at my own deadlines.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you a nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now, isn't that pretty much what we agreed on, or was it?
Oh, that's
like someone.
That doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted. That does not exist. Nicely done, though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online. A screenshot of Google.
Ooh.
Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's going to be more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but, you know, the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
No, it's not, is it? Yeah.
So,
decide on that over the weekend.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do and then.
Mm.
Then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include.
Yeah.
That would probably involve
researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
Yeah. It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit, you know, already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
Like the basics.
No, already. What?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like and seeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just
can take us through a tutorial.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say, okay, well, here's, you know, everything's basic.
Yeah,
and set up
that.
And then just, just
show
jump
you
right in.
The code.
Yeah.
Next week,
that's cool. In the morning.
Well, this time I'm dictating the time. I'm not there, you can't do anything.
Yeah. Something is, something like that could happen anytime because, like my schedule is like a class break.
Yeah, it's not going to take an hour.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I mean,
something like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off and do it.
Yeah, pick a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday.
Yeah,
Monday might be good.
Yeah.
Well, Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this morning. Just
anytime. Not at noon or 2 or 4. No, in between those, like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually, yeah.
Possibly.
3 is all right. It was, what time's the NLG 4, isn't it?
It's 4, yeah.
Unless you
want
to do it after.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah.
Sure. 3 is good, though. But we have, whatever. What's your fare?
Or 3:30. And just,
well, it doesn't matter.
Necessarily.
3:30 in the computer room in here, and then
we can
just press
get in there, though.
If you can't, can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you?
Mm.
Can none of you get in?
We can get in through
the this computer room's in here, the MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
Right, it's in here.
If we take a
if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there. We can look in there.
We can look now afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You do need to have a key for it, though. That's the thing. It's got a little
Just
bang
on it.
Yeah, somebody else.
I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got, it's cracked, it's only got about 4 or 5 computers, but it would do quite good for our job because it can also, it's not very abnormally picking it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, there's a printer in there. And there's a photocopier with the code on it,
It's
cool,
That's coming handy.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just going to photocopy our assignment. If we want to.
I've got it on my computer.
Yeah, all the comments I'm getting.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time we need.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, then have half an hour and then we'll
definitely
run out.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as the NLG doesn't go late.
Hopefully it's not that man, so it won't matter.
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about yet. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah. Sounds like me.
It's raining next week. It should be.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be.
Week,
next week. It's week 6
really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading week, though.
I don't know. We have one class at least when we, like, speech perception. We don't have any lectures, but I think we have, like, all other classes, so.
Yeah, I don't think
there's not much pointing.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a back holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that. I think one, a couple of classes.
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bizarre, really. They didn't really know what was going on.
I think the undergraduates had.
Yeah.
Were off.
I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Well, I don't feel like it. Yeah, okay.
No, make them work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably.
Yeah, we will probably
have
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's meet Monday.
I guess that's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone on you want to like take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Oh, we trust you.
Yeah. I don't know if there was something. Well, I think you basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it, can you read that?
Do you really want multiple windows from a single app?
From a single app.
But most will probably want to go with defaults. Exactly. And just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation. Okay, that's great.
And now we have 7% of the course.
So you need to tick the OK box, right?
If you're OK with having exciting.
Signing off.
Should we turn these off or what?
We're done now. Is she still here?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.